On September 10, 1969, the Atomic Energy Commission detonated a 40-kiloton nuclear bomb a mile and a half underground. It was called Project Rulison. The idea was to find peaceful uses for nuclear weapons. The federal government hoped that nukes could be used to free up pockets of gas trapped below, so they decided to use a bomb three times the size of the one dropped on Hiroshima.
Some 6 miles from this tiny western Colorado town, a unique experiment will be conducted by a joint industry and government team.
The nuke did free up gas, but it also made it radioactive. Over the next year, the government tested the gas by burning it or flaring it in the open. Marion Wells is a longtime resident of Rulison. Her parents' home was close to the detonation site and the gas flares. Both of her parents died of cancer, and so did many of her neighbors. She told her story to the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission.
My parents were given no notice that you were flaring contaminated gas, and yet both my parents died of cancer. Cancer is prevalent in this area, and yet no one has studied those cause and effect. You don't really care about us.
There has been no government studies connecting cancer and the Rulison blast, but the community remains fearful and suspicious. Gas drilling is allowed anywhere outside a half mile of the blast site, and that natural gas is piped around the country. Now some companies say they want to drill for natural gas within a half mile of Ground Zero. The Department of Energy maintains that for the most part, the gas near the blast site is safe, but there's some uncertainty. Jack Craig heads up the Rulison site for the Department of Energy. Craig says drilling closer to the nuclear blast site should move forward slowly.
What we're saying is do it in a sequential manner so that you come in slowly, testing the wells as you go in for the contaminants, specifically tritium, and if you don't find anything, move in closer.
Tritium is a radioactive substance produced by the blast. Breathing tritium can cause cancer. Chris Canfield works on environmental protection for the State Oil and Gas Commission. He heads up an annual audit on the Rulison site. Canfield says that the state would require a special hearing before it would approve drilling permits any closer.
Simply put, everything that comes out of the ground is being sampled, being analyzed.
And so if someone were to come to you and say, we want to drill within the half-mile radius of the Rulison blast site, would you say that's safe?
I wouldn't really know at this time.
Oil and Gas Commissioner Jim Martin says there's still too many unanswered questions to allow drilling that close to the blast site.
There are significant information gaps, and that makes it very difficult to really understand the risk either to the workers or to the public who live within some distance of the drill site.
Martin says he understands why people are skeptical. He says the United States has made a lot of mistakes with radioactive materials. Navajo uranium miners got cancer because of exposure. People downwind of above-ground detonation suffered. Martin says skepticism is warranted.
So it's not unreasonable to ask some pretty tough questions of the federal government before we go further and into that half-mile perimeter and produce more gas.
Gas that could be burned to heat homes across the U.S. For the Environment Report, I'm Conrad Wilson.